Hello everyone, this is Martin Patella for Life Enthusiast coming to you over the internet with our radio, TV and galactic network. We are, I'm sure, beaming all the way to the other stars. And the star today, Elijah Free, master herbalist at Earth Friend Herbs. Hello Elijah.
Hi, Martin. I want to mention if people want to hear about our website or read more, please go to earthfriendherb, singularly there, .com, and you can see all of our wonderful products. You can click on any one of those, by the way. That takes you right to Life Enthusiast, and that's where you purchase those.
Right. We do have a page dedicated to Earth Friend and all of their products, too, on the life-enthusiast.com.
You can catch us at both. We're
trying to keep it up to date both ways.
Great. So wonderful to be here today. Thank you so much, Martin.
Awesome. Hey, we were talking about tonics. We were talking about the classical herbal education that you have taken with John Christopher and how some of the products you designed were old-fashioned tonics.
Yeah, we've got our digestes and our kidney bladder to talk about those. Now, tonic herbology is probably the oldest form of herbology in the world. We find that all around the world with that. The form of tonic herbology in this country originally came from our Native American brothers and sisters in this country. Dr. Samuel Thompson, who is considered the father of modern Western herbal medicine, studied with them in the 1700s and 1800s. On that, he's written several manuscripts and books, which are very difficult to find. Usually you have to go into the library, into the stacks, and find them. But Dr. John R. Christopher, who probably modernized and popularized herbology, who passed on a number of years ago. As a note, when Dr. Christopher died, Nature's Way hired me for a short while, actually, to take his place in lecturing, which was a very wonderful thing. But I really wanted to work in my own line at the time when they wanted me to travel. I had two young little kids, one a baby, and that wasn't really sort of an option at that time. So tonic herbology, what it does, Martin, it goes right into the cellular structure and rebuilds on a cellular level. It's not a fast process, tonic herbology, because it's building new cells and a paradigm of metabolic, which is building in relation to catabolic, which is coming apart or falling down or not doing well. So the first one, their digestes, the original design of this happened sometime back in the 80s. On it. I have been studying tonic herbology. Some of the first things that anyone ever designs will be digestive formulas on that. So at that time, it was called Barberry LG Tonic, LG meaning liver gallbladder. And at that time, often the style of naming the formula was you would use the main herb in it. So it was like Barberry Tonic or Golden Seal this or something on that order. So when we then began to standardize our names and label, we went to digestes. So the formula, basically, if you're having a weak digestion, this one is something that will help you to rebuild a much stronger digestion over a period of time. It helps to actually rebuild liver tissue. I have seen people with up to half their liver gone taking this formula that their liver actually grows back. I've seen that numerous times happen with people on that. Livers do regenerate. This helps to do it faster. One of the other major things this does, which is so important, is its ability to work with the gallbladder. That's where we get the big G in there on it. It isn't just liver and digestion. People lose their gallbladders. Sometimes they have different types of diseases like cholelithiasis, where it actually begins to fall apart and slough off. People get gallstones. This helps to actually break down and eliminate the gallstones into an incredibly fine whatever, and then it goes out through the body very nicely. On it, if you have gallstones, you take it over a period of time, it helps to actually help with that condition. It cleans out the bile ducts in both of the organs, the liver and the gallbladder, helps the digestion, and over a period of time will increase the person's ability to actually begin to assimilate. So it's a very basic formula, but it's very important. I take it twice a year. I never fail to take it twice a year for usually about 3 months to clear out my digestive tract.
And when you say take it twice a year, you mean you take what, six bottles and run?
I do it for about 3 months. 3 months. The average bottle lasts 2 weeks on it.
Well, six bottles, just like
yes.
I used.
That's not right. on that. And I do that just to take and clean up my digestive tract. Also, one of the other things about this, if you take it for 3 months, you'll get the same effect, in fact, a better effect than if you did one of those big liver purges, which I am so not a fan of. I don't like drastic things in the body, you know, the big liver purges. So this will actually do a remarkably effective job very gently. And at the same time, unlike a liver purge, what it does is when it's cleared out, the problem's still there. This will clear it slowly and then fix the problem at the same time.
Wonderful. So somebody who is identified as having a clogged and stuffed gallbladder, they should run 6 bottles of this and run through it, yes?
Yeah, this has saved a lot of people from gallbladder surgery and from losing their gallbladders. I really have to say that. One last thing is, if you do not have a gallbladder, this actually, there's an herb in there called Greater Celandine. And I just have to tell you the Latin name because it sounds like something out of Harry Potter. Are you ready? The Latin name of Greater Celandine, Chelidonium Magus. Okay, you just know something happened. You go, Chelidonium Magus. You really know something happened. So anyhow, the Chelidonium Magus in there, the Greater Celandine, actually will take the place of the gallbladder and help you to digest the fats that you've been having trouble with.
So and would you be taking it right before the meal?
You take it about, in that case, you take it 5 minutes before your meals. This is one, thank you, Martin. I actually, out of the other ones, it doesn't matter. But with the digest, I usually suggest 5 to 10 minutes before meals because it will help you to assimilate better while it's in your system. Oh, the other thing, fantastic for stuck gas. Oh, my God. It is wonderful for stuck gas also and those type of tummy aches from there.
All right. And does it do anything for the burpers too?
Yeah, it helps to with that. Depends. A lot of times with burping, what happens is there's a small herniation here right at the xiphoid process underneath the vagus nerve. That's the most common cause of serial burping.
Yeah, that's usually I find that when we strengthen people's digestive power, it's not for this talk, but yes. Yeah. Okay, so now you wanted to also talk about the kidney
bladder formula. Okay, so I could tell a quick story with this one. So I'm at a restaurant one day, and there's this woman watching me. I'm with my wife, and she's with two other people. She's a little younger, and she keeps looking at me and stuff. And my wife says, that woman's watching you. I says, well, of course. I says, don't all women watch me? I'm sorry. I just had to put that in there. That was my line to my wife, which, of course, caused her to laugh pretty good. So anyhow, this woman keeps looking at me, you know, and I'm going, okay. So finally, she's done eating. She gets up and she walks over to the table and looks at me for a moment. She gets all teary-eyed. And I'm thinking, okay. You never know with her. So she says, are you Elijah Free? She goes, I think I met you once. I says, yes. And then I'm realizing she looks a drop familiar. She tears up and she says, you saved my life. And I'm sitting there, my wife's looking at me, and she's going, she says, could you tell us more? And she says, well, she goes, I was dismissed from Stanford University with a kidney disease. And I was told that my kidneys were dying and that I would die with them because of the type of disease. I was not eligible for a transplant. And so they told me to go home, put my affairs together, and that's it. So she said she went to the local natural doctor over here who at that time was using my products, and he gave her the kidney bladder formula. Well, her kidneys healed, but she had never met me, but she had seen pictures of me. So that was the time she met me, and every so often she buys some. I think now she buys it from New Martin. She says she takes it once a year and she's perfectly fine. She did go back to Stanford, I guess, and had a few words with the doctor that told her to go home and die, considering she was saved by a bottle that cost her, what, $20?
So how many bottles and how often for a person?
Oh, I have no idea with that one, truthfully, on it. But truthfully, kidney bladder stuff, half an eyedropper 3 times a day and drink a lot of water with it. It's great for all kinds of kidney bladder problems, infections, all sorts of stuff and buildups. It cleans out kidney stones. It does all kinds of wonderful things.
Hold on, that's not something to gloss over. Cleans.
Oh, no. It does kidney stones very nicely.
Now, there are two kinds of kidney stones I know of, the calcification or the phosphate. Doesn't matter either way?
Doesn't matter. Do them all.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. And what about people who are having to get up too many times a night to go?
That helps. You know, I've been thinking of actually doing, we have something separate for that, that I sell in my
I'm thinking it's different because it's mostly histaminic, right?
What's that?
Because the urination urge is mostly histaminic in nature.
Well, there's oddly enough, there's a single herb that does it that we use, white pondalee, which is in there also. But a single concentration of white pondalee, Nymphaeodorata, actually will cure most any type of enuresis like that, or incontinence, or nighttime urination.
Okay, so we'll have to look forward to that because it's a popular problem.
If it is, we should talk about that. That's something we could do very easily.
All right.
In the fall, and when we do the new groups in the fall, we could add that in there for you.
Make note. And if you're listening to this, remind us that we're supposed to have something for the getting up too many times at night. Anything else you'd like to add about the bladder ease or kidney?
Oh, God, it just works really well on that, is all I can really say.
All right.
We have found that kidney infections, bladder infections, especially when women get those recurrent bladder infections. Then you have to take it sometimes for up to 5 or 6 months. That gets really insidious. You can heal other types of very serious things other than sometimes those chronic bladder infections. But then with your other products, we also know a lot of times that's pH, and there's a lot of other things going on that a person does that's very deleterious during that time that makes those continue too.
Okay. Thank you, Elijah. This is
Thank you, Martin.
This is Life Enthusiast, Martin Patella, www.life-enthusiast.com. Call me at 866-543-3388. We restore vitality to you and to the planet.